This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Time for the nephew with today's prank phone call.
Surveillance.
Thank you.
We're going to prank you about your pranks.
Surveillance. That's what it is. The title is surveillance. I got it. All right, surveillance. Y'all ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right, y'all. This is a good one right here. Now, let's go, cat dog. Surveillance.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach a please.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mrs. please.
Who's calling?
Hello, my name is Officer from the Connor Police Department, Narcotics Division.
And you, and where does it call from?
Police Department, Narcotics Division, ma'am. My name is Officer.
Okay.
I'm giving you a call. There is a possibility. I want to try and get the particulars with you. You have two sons. Do you have a one and? Okay. There's reason to believe that there is some narcotics going on with these two gentlemen. Now, I wanted to speak with you about it. My understanding that you're over the crime watch, actually, in that particular area.
Yes, sir.
And I know that here lately there's been camp. Hello? Hello?
Hang on the phone. Go ahead. I'm here.
It's my understanding you guys have, I know you put surveillance cameras up so you can actually get a general area of what's going on. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where has been within the last week? Because what we've done is we've put somebody on them and watched them very closely, and we're wanting to know from you, because I understand that you are the person over the crime watch, what's going on with your two sons.
Well, sir, for one thing, I don't allow drugs stolen from my house, period. I don't even allow that, because I am the head of the crime watch. I don't even allow people to even come back here to buy drugs.
Okay.
Now, I know some kids that's mad at my kids. They were calling the cops in my house, coming to my house and throwing rocks and everything. But I can assure you, sir, that's one thing I do not play. I do not allow people to even come back to my house.
Okay. Now, are there surveillance cameras, ma'am, that are pointing in any area, like in your back?
We haven't really activated it no more.
Okay. Where exactly were your cameras pointing? What angle were they?
Towards the road.
Towards the road.
Uh-huh.
All right. Is there anything in the backyard area of where you are?
No.
Okay.
That's the only one we had.
All right. Here's what's going on. We're actually, and I'm going to just be completely honest with you, Miss, there's a possibility of a raid coming in there, because we truly believe that are having some type of contraband in that house right there.
Could you just hold on for a minute, second?
Sure.
Hello?
See if you can get that tech in here for
Hello?
Me, please. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you spoken to your...
Sir, let me tell you one thing, okay? I will bust they... I don't even allow to come back to my house at all. I don't play that... I'm the head of crime watch. I think all they need to go get a job and stop messing up their damn life. That's what's wrong with them, okay? And I don't play that, and I don't appreciate that.
Okay. Are the two boys there right now?
Yeah, they're here.
Can I speak with those guys one by one, please? You mind if I do that, Ms.?
Call to the phone. They don't want to come to the phone.
Nobody wants to talk to the officer of the law, huh? What do you think, Ms.? I'm going to try to handle this as diligently as possible. Do you think I should come out and speak with your boys there at...
No.
I'm trying to avoid a raid happening.
You're going to avoid because I'm avoiding my damn self.
No, I'm trying to avoid a raid coming to your home, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to call and talk to you sensible and see if I can get some things rectified here. Because right now, it seems like it shouldn't, that your camera should be actually pointing at your back door or your backyard so I can see what's going on there. That's what seems to be happening here.
Okay. Well, do what you got to do. You know, but I'm
going to
go
f-
up.
Okay. Well, before you do all of that, can we pretty much make sure that we know what we're talking about? Do you think that they have contraband in the household?
No, I don't allow that in my household.
Okay.
I'm a Christian woman. I don't allow that in my household.
Have you beat these children before on this particular issue? Have you had problems with them in the past on this?
No.
All right. I'm just trying to square it up as quick as possible. I don't want you going through and being stressed out about this particular issue, but I know that from my understanding, you're supposed to be a law-abiding person. And you're
I'm very law-abiding, very.
Right.
And very, I care very much about my community, and that's why I do not allow these things in my community. And if they're doing it, trust me, I'm going to be on as soon as I hang on this phone.
Well, I don't want you to hang up just yet because I got a couple more things I want to talk to you about. Because if you need me to come over there and bust some with you, I'll do it.
Come and bust some yeah, I need that. Come bust some and I'm going to help you bust some too.
Okay. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Yes.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got so pranked. You got pranked by and
oh my goodness, I'm going to kick day behind.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do that because I take that very seriously.
They told me you are about cleaning up the community and they bet not be nowhere around there selling no dope.
And I mean, all they got to do is look at me and I stare at them and they automatically leave.
And that's a good thing, though.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to get you back.
No, you can't get me. Now, you can get them.
Oh gosh. Oh my goodness, I don't believe this. And here I'm like nervous. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh boy, I didn't want you to get off that phone because you finna go beat them boys.
That's right, because that I do not play. You know, I got nothing about to have no cops run up in my house.
Ms. We need more people like you in the community that's making sure that we ain't dirtying up the neighborhood. We need you, baby.
Thank you.
Well, darling, you keep doing what you're doing. I got one more thing to ask you, though. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show
Steve
in the land.
Steve Harvey, Tommy Caller, and Shirley Strawberry.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes, yes. All your boys. All of them. Yes, I saw them.
Upsetting that woman like that. This is way too much.
She's going to be all right. He gonna be all right. And you gonna be all right, too, if you're in Washington, D.C. over the Christmas holidays. You know why? Do you know why? Because there's a New Year's Comedy Jam Saturday, December the 28th at the Daw Constitution Hall. Tony Roberts. Uh-huh. Lance Woods. Uh-huh. Red Grant. That's my frat brother. Lou Nail. Funny as all get out. Uh-oh. And that doggone Bruce. Huh? A legend within himself. Yes, he is. A straight up legend. Hosted by one of the best to ever do it. Mm. Hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Tickets are on sale right now. That is Daw Constitution Hall. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets. So Washington, D.C., Maryland, everybody around the way, come get your tickets and let's have some fun. Y'all know how I do it. You know we're going to party. We're going to laugh. We're going to do all that. So come on and get your laugh on December 28th at the Daw Constitution Hall. Land in the cut. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes. That would be MLK weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets on sale right now. That's at the Improv. All right, Milwaukee, I ain't never seen y'all. Y'all ain't never seen me. Let's get together and work it out at the beginning of the year. Let's just go and get it out there. We ain't going to the inauguration or thing. So we're not
going to ask you. So you're going to miss the inauguration going to Milwaukee?
Purposely going to miss it. Yes. Me and everybody in Milwaukee going to purposely miss it.
Matter of fact, tell me. Can't wait to get there.
Hello.
Can't wait to get to Milwaukee to miss it. Right. Trying my best to miss it. Yes. So, yeah. And, you know, of course, if things would have gone the other way, I would have been taking my wife there because, you know, that's her sorority sister. She wanted to go, and I had blocked off all the time. All right, we going. As soon as she said, well, I said, well,
we ain't going now.
We ain't going.
So okay, can I go to Milwaukee?
Yeah. Matter of fact, Tom, you can't. Matter if the Bucks are playing tonight, you going to that game, too.
I'm going to that. I'm doing, but I won't be watching the inauguration. That will not be happening.
No. I understand.
No, we
inauguration, inauguration, now one of them. No, I won't be there.
No. Because the last time, remember, he lied about the crowd, how many people was there. Remember that?
Oh, he lied so hard.
The biggest inauguration ever. It was more people.
Remember that? Yeah. Showing pictures from Barack's President Obama's.
Well, go on down there, Nephew Tommy.
Did you just take footage? Did you just steal some footage?
Yeah. Did you try to AI us?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.